Hi everybody, welcome to the deactivated work item type scenario. This is one more ALM Ranger project, TFS process template customization guidance. Here I am, my name is Salfarni and I'm a TFS and ALM consultant helping the ALM Rangers team to support in their role ALM community. At Siwalis is my Twitter account, in case you want to follow my technical posts about TFS, ALM, and .NET. I'll talk about this scenario per our agenda as follows. I'm going to introduce the topic, then show the poster of the scenario, our business problem, and some solutions to solve it. I'll present a demo solution, and finally some reference. This scenario is all about showing how to deactivate a work item type. You can find full details at our guide document. Go to the project website at Visual Studio ALM Ranger TFS Process Template Guide.codeplex.com and download the main guidance and all other related documents. This is the poster of how to deactivate a work item type. Implementing this scenario in a team project, you can guarantee that the user cannot create new work items of a specific type anymore. And depending on the solution used that I'll present later, the user has the option to still modify or not the work items of a specific type. As the poster shows, the customization steps are simple. We just need to export the desired type, modify it with our implementation, and to import the deactivated type back to TFS in order to test our changes. We also have other scenarios that you can take a close look at them to learn those specific real-world situations and see how to approach them. Very well, let's see now about our business problem. Here are some situations of this specific scenario. Firstly, we could ask, why do I need to deactivate a work item type inside a particular team project? Because, for instance, I don't want anyone in my team to create for any reason any more work items of a defect type, for example. I could, at maximum, update the current existing ones. I definitely want to retire a specific work item type in my team project, but I still have the intention to use it for reporting on the data. That's why I can't delete my work item type. So, these are some solutions that we present to approach our needs. In the first solution, we'll create a deactivated type work item field. And using this solution, a user can create new work items of a specific type anymore, nor modify any existing ones. In the solution number two, we'll invalidate the first transition of a work item type, and in this solution, as in the solution one, a user can't create a new work item from a type anymore, but differently from the first solution, it is still possible to update any existing work items currently created. For solution 1, this is an image showing the creation of the work item field called deactivated type inside of the defect work item type here. Notice that the copy rule uses a value that is prohibited for this new field as the prohibited values rule defined. So, this is the result for solution number 1. The user cannot create a new work item from this defect type anymore. When hitting the Save Work Item button, this Save Failed dialog appears to the user. Notice also that we added this big warning control in the form layout to let the user know that this work item type has been deactivated. And this is the result when the user tries to modify any existing work items of the defect type. He or she can't modify it anymore. For solution 2, This image shows how to invalidate the first transition of the defect work item type. Notice that it is only necessary to add the not attribute to the first transition in the workflow section of the defect type. And this is the result. As the same in solution 1, new work items cannot be created. But different from solution 1, with solution number 2, you can continue modifying existing work items of the defect type in this case. So, very well, let's now switch to our demonstration on how to create these solutions. Okay, let's consider one real situation that happens in real projects. Let's say I have imported some defects from another tool, and my team will be using this defect just for any kind of traceability or comparison with the other tool. Because here in my team project, instead of using defect for bug tracking, I'll be using the bug work item type. So we decide to deactivate the defect type to avoid the creation of the new ones. This defect work item type here. Let's then show the deactivation using solution 1. And for this solution 1, I will not use the power tools. I'll edit the defect type manually. Okay, the first thing that we need to do is to export the defect work item type for this folder. Type definitions. See that I'm using the work item type admin, export work item type definition command from TFS in this collection, in this team project, and this defect work item type. The operation has just completed. And here is our defect work item type. I will open the defect type and I will then edit this file using Visual Studio 2008 because I don't have the power tools for this version installed. I just have the intention to manually apply my change on this XML. Very well. I will create here my field deactivated type with these two quotes, scope and prohibited values. And this prohibited values is saying that this work item type has been deactivated and the quote rule actually is using this value. So now I just have to create one more control here on my form layout. Create our control just to show for the user this warning saying that the field has been deactivated. And this is all I need to do. So now I just have to save my file. And let's save my file and let's apply our change. Let's do the opposite now. Let's import our modified defect XML file back to TFS. There you go. Now we just need to test our change. Let's refresh our Team Explorer. And now I'll start trying to create a new defect work item. Notice that we have this as I said, we have this warning control. This work item type has been deactivated. And let's try to put something here. Defect work item type. And when I try to save this new work item, I can't perform this operation. So I have this save failed dialog message saying this information, the same information. So, one time I can't do this. Now I will show you how to modify the current defects work items that I have. And actually, in the first solution, I can't do this also. So, even though I can change any kind of the information here, I can't save this work item anymore because this work item type has been deactivated. So, if I try to edit this defect on my web access, I also have the same scenario. So let's try to create a new defect. If we try to save this new work item, you notice that here it also says that this work item has this deactivated type, so it's not possible. Let's cancel it. And now let's try to modify this currently work item. Let's just change the name, and notice also that I can't do that, and the same message appears for me. So it works both in Team Web Access and inside Visual Studio. Now let's show how to deactivate the defect type using solution number 2. And for that, I'm going to actually delete these modifications for solution 1, and I will place my original defect again here in order to import to TFS, to have the original defect type inside TFS. There you go. Let's now just test. Let's refresh our Team Explorer and let's try to create the defect work item. So now it's working. Okay. So let's just perform solution number 2 using Power Tools. So for this demonstration, actually, I don't need this type, this file anymore, because I'm going to use the Power Tools already installed for Visual Studio 11 Beta. You can access the Power Tools going to the Tools menu, the Process Editor option, and then opening the defect work item type directly from the server. Here I can just select the defect type. And now to apply the solution 2, to invalidate the first transition of this type, I just need to go to the workflow section. And here in the first transition, I will deny the creation of the new defect work items using this not rule for all project collection valid users. The difference of this approach is that I still have the option to modify the existing defects. So now let's save our modification and test our change. Okay. So firstly, I'll try to create a new defect work item. Let's say defect something. Let's try to save. Note that as the same in solution 1, I can't create new work items with this solution 2. And now let's open our existing defects and try to change one of them. Okay, let's open this one. Try to do something here. Let's modify my the fact work item. And note that I can now, with this solution to modify my work item. Okay. If I try to make changes using web access, I have the same result. So this work item type deactivation is a real need that we can approach with simple solutions like that. Hope you have enjoyed the demo. Let's switch now for our last slide. For more information about DFS process template customization guidance, go to our project website at CodePlex. You can also find more information about the ALM Rangers group and the latest shipped projects in the links below. Thanks a lot for watching this videocast.